USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulation so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Birth rates in America have been dropping. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The birth rate in the U.S. has fallen for the sixth straight year. The new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. That's considered to be about 2,100 births per 1,000 women, with the rate for 2020 at around 1,700 births.
25 people are dead after 8 days of protests in Colombia over a tax overhaul plan meant to cover a gap in spending related to COVID-19. Among the dead are police and protesters who have been clashing for days as public anger grows over rising poverty, unemployment, and inequality. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
If you have noticed Americans being short with one another since the pandemic started, you're not alone. The airline industry has issued a statement regarding unruly people. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau fills us in.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero tolerance approach to poor behavior, unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines.
In 2020, U.S. airlines carried 369 million passengers. That's down from 927 million in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.